Well, hello, and thanks again for a call to the Daily Inspiration Line. I hope you'll be blessed today. Seek the Lord, and He said you'll find Him. You hunger and thirst for Him. I'm just so thankful we can open the Bible, and God will speak. God will be present, and God is good. I'd like to talk to you about the promise of answered prayer in the Bible. I'd like us just to remember a few verses today that if we cry out to God and we pray, that God will answer. He's promised things in the Bible that we can trust Him and by faith believe them. We're going to talk about the first thing that God has promised to answer in Scripture is the prayer of salvation. And in the Old Testament, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13, God said even to them afar off back then, said, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Isn't it amazing that when we make God our number one priority, we find Him? Just think of the many preparations people do to go to work, to go camping, to go on a trip, to go visit grandma, to go hunting, whatever it might be. And Jesus said, through the inspiration of God there in Jeremiah's mouth, He said, "And ye shall seek me and find me." There's your promise. When I seek Him, He said, I'll find Him. But there's a prerequisite. There's a catch there. He said, "When you shall search for me with all your heart." It makes me think of a baby. You know, babies cry. We don't know what they need. So we have to check. We have to make sure nothing wrapped around the foot. They're not choking. Making sure nothing's in their eye. You never know. And as a father, as your children grow up and they have their skirmishes or they have their bumps and bruises, a father and a mother learn to hear the cry, the desperate, really needy cry of their child. You know when it's a cry to get big brother in trouble or a cry to get attention or they want to get out of doing something. But you know that real heart, desperate cry, "I need help, I'm in trouble, this really hurts, this is serious." And God knows that cry from His children too. So if we seek Him, we'll find Him when we get totally serious about it. Now there's many great things that life sends us, big things, big problems. And, you know, just think, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to deal with loved ones dying sometimes or financial loss or tragedy or what if the nation was overtaken by another stronger country or army and we're left under the tyranny of another leader that we don't know or is not, you know, what we expect. Well, the Bible says in Jeremiah again, chapter 33, verse 3, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, God says again that, you know, if you need something great, God says, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Isn't it good to know that God has all the knowledge, all the resources, all the power? Everything belongs to God. He knows everything. All the source of wisdom and instruction are in Him. So He said, "You call me, I'll answer. I'll show you the great and the mighty things that you don't know." Matthew 18:19, God has promised that anything that we ask, and if we couple it with other scriptures, we know that we ask according to God's will. We don't need to think that God's got to answer our prayer if we decide we want something for our lust, something for our pride, some novelty, some foolish, frivolous thing. We know we have to pray in according to God's will. So, but He does say in Matthew 18:19 that if you ask anything, so God can answer anything prayers. Matthew 18:19, again I say unto you, that if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. But isn't it good to know that God can do anything, and your anything prayers, God is able. And then the scripture tells us of answered prayers and promises pertaining to it. He uses the term all things in Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So all things that you ask in prayer, if you believe, God said you shall receive. Help us, Lord, with our unbelief is a good prayer to pray too, because he said we must believe to receive. Is it possible that the reason many times we didn't get the thing that God wanted to do in our life or we needed so bad from God is because we did not believe? Is it our unbelief? Jesus upbraided a whole city because of their unbelief. We definitely. He upbraided the disciples after the Emmaus Road experience because of their unbelief and their foolishness. And then the last thing I'd like to look at in Luke 11 is God has promised to answer prayer concerning good things. Luke 11:13 says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So we know how to give our children good things. God knows how to give his children good things. But he said in another place, we have not because we ask not. So here he is saying that all the good things that we give our children and that God will give us. And then he gives us the greatest thing he's promised to give us, the greatest thing you can have outside of going to heaven and being in eternity with God is to have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit living in you. And God said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? How do you get the Holy Ghost? You need to ask. You need to ask. Isn't God good to give us these beautiful promises? Promises for salvation, the great things, anything, all things, and especially the good things. We love you and thank God for you. Follow Jesus until you die. Live for Jesus until your last breath.